My guy, that's Ben Standing's Music, joining us here on the Beltway Blitz. Ben, Terry has requested a trade. What does it mean?
It means you guys have something to keep talking about
that
for a while.
That is correct.
I don't know. I mean, look, I'm definitely surprised that it's reached this point over the last week or so, you know, from the hold out to the hold in to the, you know, showing up after practices and being seen and talking to fans. You know, a trade request didn't seem wild. I didn't think it would necessarily be this close to everything else that's been happening, but you know, it's one of the few moves they have left. It feels like the next move they would have would be to just not play in games, and that's the true nuclear option, but we'll see. I mean, the Commanders have been pretty steadfast in the belief of wanting to, or in the feeling of wanting to keep Terry and not looking to trade him. I think a trade is improbable on a lot of reasons, including the other team would have to both pay Terry the money he wants and give the Commanders compensation that they would be deemed reasonable. That's a lot to give up. But, you know, I don't know that we're any closer to getting a deal done. Hopefully somebody budges here at some point, but right now both sides seem pretty dug in.
Yeah, I want to go back to an important part of that answer, which is even the possibility that they would trade him. I mean, is it overstated to say there's absolutely no way they trade him? Like, that's where I'm at.
Yeah, you know, I mean, considering how the twists and turns here have not necessarily gone as I and I think most would have imagined, I'm hesitant to be like it's 100% no chance. But if we were talking off the air and you gave me a beverage and said, what do you think? I'd probably say, yeah, there's no chance it's going to happen. So that's my off the air comment. yeah, I don't think so. I mean, here's the thing. Adam Peters and the whole organization, they have all the leverage, not just in terms of like the levers they can pull with the contract, i.e. get the franchise tag next year if they want to. He still is under contract. But, you know, what's the pressure from their perspective? Obviously, you want to win this year and you want Terry there to help you. But you have Jaden Daniels. You have all the goodwill built up from last year. You're not part of the Dan Snyder regime. There's like, I don't see how people are going to get like overly annoyed at this, even though Terry is incredibly popular. So all the leverage is on their end. So, yeah, I don't see why they would trade him unless, you know, if somebody says, hey, we'll give you 2 ones, sure. But, like, other than that, I don't see it.
I keep going back to the same thing, and I want to ask other smart people this, Ben. The CBA is the problem here. Rock in a hard place. The team just goes, we got you 25 this year, and the franchise tag's 28 probably next year. We're not paying over that. Play football when you're ready. Seems to me they've got all the hand, to kind of quote the Seinfeld thing here. And the only thing that Terry can do is try to appeal to public opinion, but I don't know that that's going to sway anybody. Tell me what I'm missing.
I don't think you're missing much of anything. I mean, it seemed apparent. I mean, Grant was out there the other day when Terry and his agent showed up on the day that Terry reported, and then they went out onto the field, and they just sort of stood there about 10 feet away from the fans, having a conversation that looked, you know, very contrived. They wanted to be seen, but okay, it's making a point, and Terry goes and signs autographs for 30 minutes to then come back and do the same thing the next day and then have Terry by himself show up at the next two practices. It just kind of felt like, all right, well, this is like all that they really can do because, like you said, they don't have much to work with. And him choosing to not play games. Look, I guess if there's a world where he sits out, they lose to the Giants, they lose to the Packers, they're 0-2. Does that get the Commanders moving? Maybe, but that's obviously a long ways off, a big risk on a lot of fronts. And, you know, you're losing money, more money than he's already lost from the fine. So I just don't see that happening either. But you're right, they hold all the cards. I think the thing is, like, even if they agree to a deal somehow, what is the relationship like, though? I mean, is it just going to be purely a business transaction, or does Terry really want to, you know, be back here? How bitter is he going to be no matter what happens now? I think that's the wonder I have for the team all along. Is it worth it to stay dug in on your stance if it alienates a guy who, other than the quarterback, is the most popular guy on the team?
Ben Standing, who has been covering the Commanders and DC sports scene for years, you check out his Substack. Last Man Standing is where he is plying his trade. Go check him out there. He'll tell you before we let him go how you can get a hold of.
I'm
all
a
of
subscriber,
his
man. I love
content.
It.
There you go.
Super good,
Danny Hutier. David Aldrich coming up at 5 o'clock. We're going to ask him about the scene that he was at today in the stadium situation. So I want to pivot to that with you for a moment, Ben. 9-3 vote. It took a deal this morning that the Commanders struck with two holdouts over some type of union labor work deal that they needed to get these two people to say yes. So now they got to 9. It happened, but it's not over yet. How big a deal was today, though, do you think, to get yeses and to move forward for now a September 17th second vote?
Yeah, well, look, like you, I didn't exactly study D.C. City Council rules of the road back in my college days. But from what I understand, the next vote in September is kind of a rubber stamp formality that the same people are voting and they're unlikely to change their tune. To me, this was over when, right after that Mayor Bowser, Josh Harris press conference, and it might have even been with you guys, where Chairman Mendelson, who I thought was going to be the potential stick in the mud, said, yeah, this will get done. We just have to, get a better deal. So that to me said, okay, this will eventually happen. So I don't think there's much that's going to change. Ironically, whereas the Commanders have all the leverage in the McLaurin discussion, it felt like once the Commanders pretty much put their cards on the table that they want DC, DC kind of had the leverage because they could have delayed this a bit, right, and maybe muck up the plans to open this thing by 2030, which is what the team wants. But the team has obviously made some concessions here recently. They all seem to be fairly reasonable, and now it looks like they're on the verge of moving back to DC sooner than later.
Benjamin, thank you as always, buddy. Appreciate it.
Guys, I really appreciate it. Danny, thanks for subscribing, man. Thanks.
Absolutely, dude.
And by the way, Ben, tell people how they can subscribe.
Oh, I appreciate it. Last Man Standing, STANDIG, .substack.com. And if you add a /subscribe, you'll get it right there. It's been a great response so far. I really appreciate it.
Ben Standing, boys and girls, always good getting his insight on the Commanders.